Lead elements of the U.S. Army and Marines closed in on Baghdad today, some reaching within 6 miles of the Iraqi capital. Iraqi resistance was stiff in places, but did not impede the American advance. It has become clear that in yesterday's dual-pronged push toward Baghdad, many Iraqi units collapsed. We'll hear from our correspondent Ann Garrels in Baghdad in a moment, but first, NPR's Mike Schuster has this overview of the day's developments in the war.
The race to Baghdad hardly slowed today. From the southwest, lead elements of the 3rd Infantry Division reached Saddam International Airport, 12 miles from the capital center. Reporters with those units say they encountered only light resistance. By midnight, at least one reporter embedded with U.S. troops reached one of the airport's runways, but Allied commanders said the entire military and civilian airport facilities were not yet under their control. From the southeast, U.S. Marines pushed forward up the road from Al-Qut. The Marines also fought Iraqi forces inside Al-Qut, a city they bypassed yesterday. But the big questions facing Allied commanders today were, what happened to the Republican Guard? Why was there so little resistance yesterday? Were the Iraqis setting a trap by letting U.S. forces push forward quickly to the gates of Baghdad? Brigadier General Vincent Brooks addressed those questions today at the daily command briefing in Doha, Qatar.
We know that we've inflicted some damage. We know that there are some that have pulled out of position and tried to move in different places, whether it is by choosing not to fight anymore or whether it's repositioning. Some of those movements have been attacked. We had a bus, for example, near Al-Qut this morning that approached, and I believe the number was 53. Members of the Republican Guard said, we've had enough. We surrender. We've captured enemy prisoners of war as a result of combat action. All these dynamics are in play.
The number of Iraqi prisoners of war may have doubled over the past day. In London, British Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hoon put the total at 9,000, twice the recent count. Embedded reporters have noticed large numbers of Iraqis surrendering along both routes to Baghdad. Mike Saray, reporting for ABC News near Al-Qut, said the Iraqis who were surrendering came from as far away as Baghdad.
People are streaming out of the city just to our north and approaching our lines asking to surrender. Most are military-age young men who say they are civilians, but you can see they have military boots, some of them have military belts, and they all have short haircuts, presuming that they are military who have been fleeing Baghdad. We're able to talk to one of the translators who said they left Baghdad last night. They got weekend passes from their officers who knew they would probably be deserting, and they are trying to make it to American lines where they feel they are safer, because if they stop at one of these towns, they'll be impressed back into service by the local political parties.
The Allied command has also noticed many Iraqi units pulling back toward Baghdad. They have been subject to intense aerial bombardment as they retreat. Further south, British forces today moved in for the first time to some outer neighborhoods of Basra. Although the British have been bombarding about 1,000 Iraqi paramilitaries inside Basra for days, Iraqi resistance has been stubborn. The British had encircled the city, but were reluctant to penetrate very far into Basra until this morning, according to British TV reporter Richard Gaysford.
That is a position where Iraqi troops, up until yesterday, were firing mortar rounds and live fire at British troop positions just close by. And this morning, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards battle group moved in with Challenger 2 tanks, Warrior fighting vehicles, and the Royal Engineers in tow. And they have pushed out all of the Iraqi forces.
What has happened in Basra could herald the shape of the battle for Baghdad. Early optimism about a quick fall of Basra soon gave way to a dogged fight with well-organized paramilitaries and some Iraqi regulars who were reported to have surrendered in the first days of the war, according to British Army spokesman Colonel Chris Vernon.
It's quite clear that elements of 51 Division, who were the Iraqi division to the west of Basra, who did not fight, to whom we gave the opportunity to capitulate in the first 24 hours, have pulled back inside Basra without a lot of the heavy equipment. And we also believe that if they're even firing a piece of artillery out of Basra, they're almost having to be coerced to do it.
Like Basra, the Republican Guard units that have offered so little resistance south of Baghdad could very well be pulling back to prepare for a much tougher fight for the city. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.